We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
This one, absolutely, though. We're right on the precipice of training camp. So, you know, stuff gets real here very quickly when training camp starts, and pretty much across the United States when training camp starts. This one, absolutely, though, tickled and delighted me. This story by Sean McIndoe at, I think he's like on social media as Down Goes Brown on Twitter and on elsewhere. So he did this morning. This published about 5 hours ago, Don, and I absolutely love this. I guess it was a thing from one of his readers, and it was the minor playoff rule change that altered NHL history, including four Stanley Cup winners, right? So I'm like, what the hell is this? Is it the skate in the crease rule from like 1999 or whatever with Brett Hall and the Sabres and Stars? And I'm looking at it, I'm like, what is this? And he goes on to write that in 1986, I don't know if you knew this, Don, the league had added, they added a fourth round to the playoffs in 1974. And the first round originally, way back, was a three-game preliminary round. And then they increased it to five games. And it was at five games until 86. In 86, probably for revenue purposes, the league decided to make every round of the Stanley Cup playoffs seven games. I would argue it's still very much the best playoffs in sports. Like, the NFL, everyone loves it, blah, blah, blah. But if you like long series and like that level of tension and stress, it's still hard to match it, okay? And so a random reader said, how much does hockey history change if the first round was best of five? There are multiple Stanley Cup champions who would not have won the Stanley Cup had this been five games. And do you want to know why we're talking about this? There's no Super Mario and the Penguins in 1991 and 92 with this. The Devils would have bounced them in five games in 91. The Capitals would have bounced them in four games in 1992. I knew they rallied from the Devils series 3-2 in the first round in 91. I remembered that vaguely, even though I was a kid. I knew they had multiple comebacks against the Capitals in series. I forgot that one of them was in 92 on the way to that cup. They got beat 7-2 in game four, Don. The home fans streaming for the exits after they get clobbered and then they ripped off three in a row. He wrote up, this guy Sean McIndoe, he wrote up a very funny alternate history take. He's like, well, the Penguins loaded up for success with Mario Lemieux and now they're going to have to strip this thing down to parts because they have failed. 2 years in a row. If it had been specifically the first round, it'd still been five games. The Penguins don't win a cup. Take two of them off the board. The best part about this, of course, and the other reason I'm mentioning it, I don't think there's a single team hurt more than the Capitals. In 92, they beat the Pens and move on. In 95, they would have beaten them again in four games. I remember 95 because I think Gonchar was a young guy on those teams, and I would listen to him on the radio. They clobbered the Penguins for the first four games of that series, up 3-1.
Were any of the... So, in 09, 16, or 17, there was no issue?
No. The major ones are 91 and 92. I forget. I think there's at least one Edmonton Cup from the 80s that they list. I'd have to go back and... Pony would tell you exactly who won what, which years. But I think Edmonton had one where they didn't. They won the Cup, but I think 1990 Edmonton won the Cup. And they would have lost to the Jets in four games in the first round. But then they obviously rallied there. But I just, man, it tickled me. It was like this like very bizarro thing. And there is no team more effed by this than the Capitals. Because they also, in 2010, collapsed against the Canadiens. They were dominating that series. They beat Montreal. Remember, Montreal beat the Penguins that year. And the Capitals were in the first round against them. Up 6-3, or they won 6-3 in game four, up 3-1. Then Montreal got red hot, and then, of course, knocked the Penguins out later.
Yeah, now I'm wondering how many times the Penguins had a lead after five.
The Penguins closed the show pretty well. They're not listed in here at all, like as being a team that would have had a series that they blew. They did not. I mean, the Rangers series in 2014, but they didn't list that one.
What about
one
that
in
Lightning
here.
Series? That would have been back in like 2010 or something.
2011. That was when Malkin and Crosby both were out with injuries, and James Neal was like their best offensive player. The other one that was 2023, the Panthers, you might forget, on their way to their first of these back-to-back cups, they were down 3-1 to the Bruins in the first round and were getting clobbered, and then they just turned it, flipped a switch, and that was it. Anyway, I enjoyed the hell out of that. I thought that was a fun little one.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.